Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Wow.
What is it, Nimini?
Oh, hey, Peter. I was just staring out at the vastness of space, letting my mind wander.
Whoa. We do have a pretty good view right now. So look at all these stars!
You know, no matter how many missions I've been on, no matter how many times I get to go out into space, it never ceases to amaze me. Whenever I feel stressed out or sad, I just look out into the never-ending expanse and a sense of calm washes over me. Knowing that we're such a small part of the universe gives me overwhelming, comforting, absolute, and total peace. This, my friend, is the definition of tranquility.
Incoming communication.
Hello? Come in?
Yes?
Is this the Story Pirates?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh! It's them! Everyone, come quick! It's the Story Pirates!
Ah!
What's going on?
Megan, Lee, we were just startled because that ship over there knows who we are, and they seem very worked up about it.
Guys, it's not just that ship. Look at all these other ships pulling up right now.
Are they all crowding around us?
I don't understand. How do they know who we are? Are we in trouble? What did we do?
They're crowding the ship. Oh, we're being surrounded. Nimini, you've got to get us out of here.
There's too many of them. I don't see a way out. We're stuck.
Quick, everyone, lock the doors of the ship, close the curtains, and turn off the lights. Maybe they'll just go away if they think we're not home.
Lee, they're not going away. It sounds like they're at our door.
Story Pirates, are you there? Please, open up. I can help. My name is Jan, and I'm with BMZ.
BMZ? The tabloid news site that reports on celebrity gossip all throughout the galaxy?
And that's the one. If it happens within a billion-mile radius, we're covering it. Now will you let me in?
Thank you. That's better.
Jan, we don't understand. Why are all those people outside angry at us?
Angry? No. You've got it all wrong, Story Pirates. Those people outside aren't angry with you. They're your fans.
Huh?
Yeah, in this part of the galaxy, you're all celebrities.
Huh?
All right, finally! What they said.
I like my story.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination. This is weird.
What makes it funny? Because that's ridiculous.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
the Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I was here to hear you guys say that. I mean, in my line of work, you try not to get starstruck by stars or by celebrities. But I am a huge fan, so that was definitely a career highlight for me. Wow!
Jan, I'm still confused. How and why are we celebrities in this part of the galaxy?
You really don't know? Well, I would be happy to explain it to you.
Wait, before you do that, let's do a story.
OMG, one of your famous stories. Yes, please.
Okay, Jan. Listeners, have you ever been to a potluck? You know, where everybody brings a different dish of food to share with everybody else? Usually, casseroles are involved? Well, this first story is about a potluck that takes place in a very interesting time and place. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm 7 years old. I'm from California. This is my story. It's called The Time Machine.
Was a little girl named Susie.
That's me.
She was having a walk and found a time machine. She went inside to see what she could see. But when she opened the door again, she had been time traveling to Jurassic times.
Wow, look at all those dinosaurs.
And all of a sudden, a T-Rex appeared.
Coming. Okay, see you next time.
Great party.
Get some leftovers on your way out.
Another one.
I'm still hungry.
Books.
Wow, that story was so good.
That was
so
great. I love that.
So, let me get this straight. In this part of the galaxy, we're famous?
Yes, you're bigger than the Beatles. You know, that rock band of giant space beetles.
Whoa.
What exactly are we famous for?
Is it for my obvious theatrical prowess?
Or my dashing good looks?
Or my charming bravado?
Or my impeccable leadership skills?
It's all of those things. Sort of. You're the stars of the number one rated reality show in the galaxy.
Reality show?
Yeah. Want to see the opening credits? I have it saved here right on my phone.
Story Pirates in space.
I'm Megan. I speak porpoise, but if you want to speak to me, call my agent.
I'm Lee. I'm the captain of this ship, so it's my way or you'll be walking the plank.
I'm Nimini. Some say I'm the best secret agent in the world, but I say I'm the best secret agent in the galaxy.
I'm Peter. I eat snacks because, well, I am a snack.
Whoa!
And kind of ew.
Yeah, this is the part of the galaxy that I cover for BMZ. And I'll be honest, I never thought we'd get the real Story Pirates all the way out here. I mean, some other celebrities, sure. Blarth McCool has a house out here. Zorax the Philanthrop hangs out at a restaurant across the way sometimes. Once I saw Lady Gaga walking near my house.
That's so funny. We have a celebrity named Lady Gaga on Earth, too.
Same one.
Wait. I don't understand. Who's been filming our lives on the ship? And how did it get turned into a TV show?
Yeah, based on the clips Jan just showed us, it looks like there's a camera in every room on the ship.
I think I can explain that. Yeah, okay. So a long time ago, I set up cameras all over the ship because I was writing a one-woman show about my life, and I have a really hard time remembering everything that happens in my life. So I recorded it all, just to be safe. Then when I plugged all the cameras into my computer, I think I remember that it said something like, "Do you want to share this camera feed?" And, okay, I'll be honest, I don't read every pop-up that shows up on my computer, so I guess I might have, kind of broadcast our entire lives over the internet?
Megan!
Oh, what? Oh, come on. Do you read every service level agreement every time you do something new with your computer?
Yes!
Oh. Well, no matter, Story Pirates. The important thing is that you're here and you're famous.
Megan, are you in there? I'm your biggest fan.
My biggest fan?
Megan, why are you walking toward the door? Don't let them in!
Well, I suppose I could open the door for just one autograph.
Megan, no!
Whoa, all the fans are rushing into the ship. This is gonna turn into a real scene. If I can break this story, maybe I'll get that big promotion I've been hoping for.
Megan, there are too many fans in the ship right now!
They're taking over everything!
Oh, look! It's Peter's famous snacks! I'm gonna eat some!
Hey, no! Those are my snacks! Stop it!
Has anybody seen Lufa? Lufa! Oh, please stop taking selfies with Lufa. She's very sensitive to flashes of light.
Hey, cool! It's Lee's guitar!
Don't touch that! Megan?
What was that, Lee? I can't hear you over the sounds of all these people chanting my name! One at a time now, you'll all get a turn. Just form a single file line and I'll be happy to sign a headshot for you.
Look at all these fans. Talk about a scoop. Where's my camera? I'm uploading all of this to the internet. Let me just hold up my camera and rolling.
Megan, you have to stop this. The fans are destroying the ship.
I'd love to perform at your charity event. Let me just get my assistant to pencil you into my calendar.
Rolo!
For the last time, I'm not your assistant, Megan.
This is madness. This is chaos.
This is gold.
Megan!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
It's working. This impromptu celebrity sighting is now going viral on the internet. My editor's gotta give me that promotion now.
Has anyone seen my feather quill? Anyone? Oh, I'm trying to sign more autographs and my other pen has gone dry. Jan?
Sorry, on the job. Reporters never interfere.
Peter.
Sorry, Megan, can't help. Too busy chasing down my ham. Get back here with my ham!
Nimini?
Hey, stop! That's the steering wheel for the ship. We need that!
Hey, no, for the last time, you cannot take clothes out of my closet. That is my Computersaurus Rex shirt.
Oh, no. What have I done? The fame from the reality show is turning our lives upside down. I can't watch my friends go through this any longer. Excuse me! Attention! Story Pirates fans! Thank you all for your fervent support, but we need you to leave the ship immediately!
Oh,
thank you! Everyone, I have something to say. I'm sorry. I didn't realize how much fame was making life harder for all of you. I just got so caught up in being a real star for a moment that I lost sight of what really matters. I hope you'll forgive me.
Megan, of course we forgive you.
Yeah, it's totally understandable to like feeling admired and adored.
In our eyes, you've always been a real star.
Hello, Jan speaking.
Oh, hi! Yes. Oh, really? Well then, I'll let them know. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well,
Jan, who was that?
That was my editor. Apparently, your show has been canceled.
Gasp!
Since Megan apologized to everyone and you forgave her, your ratings have tanked. Turns out getting along with each other doesn't really make for good reality TV. So, I'm out of here. Off to cover another beat. They say no news is good news, but in my line of work, no news means no promotions. Goodbye, Story Pirates. Hope you enjoyed your 15 minutes of fame.
She means 15 space minutes. That's actually like a couple years or a couple seconds, depending on how fast you're going.
Well, I guess I'll go uninstall all of the cameras since we won't be needing those anymore.
But what about your one-woman show?
Oh, I already wrote and performed it. The final performance was last month in the ship's auditorium. Were you not there?
Oh,
no, I was there.
Did someone clean the ship today?
Okay, you know what? That's all right. Because perhaps it's time to mount a revival!
Megan, before you go uninstall all the cameras on the ship, wanna maybe do another story with us?
You bet I do!
Okay! Listeners, if you are like me, you love science. And if you're like this next author, you love a particular scientific process so much that you want to write it a love letter. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Jordan. I'm 12 years old and I live in Colorado. This is my story, Dear Water Cycle.
All right, class. This week you will each be working on a science report that you will present to the class on Friday. And before you ask, no, you don't get to choose the subject.
Aww.
I can only hear so many presentations on volcanoes. Instead, I will be assigning them at random and right now. Leonard.
Yeah-huh?
Your subject is the states of matter.
Solid.
Or liquid or gas.
Sometimes plasma.
Jordan.
Gulp.
You will be writing about the water cycle.
Oh, the water cycle is kind of babyish. I'm gonna hate writing a report about it.
Now, you might find you love the water cycle.
Whatever you say, Mrs. Hawkins.
All right, that's the bell. You have your assignments. Remember, these reports are due Friday.
Oh, you think I should brain rot?
There's no way I could ever love the water cycle. But time to do some research. I'll start by watching a science video on the computer. Oh, here's one.
Welcome back to Dorky Science Videos. I'm your host, Jed Dorky. Today, we're going to talk about the water cycle. There are three major ways water moves through our world. Evaporation, the change of liquid water into vapor.
Interesting.
Oh, condensation, the change from vapor back into liquid water.
Huh?
And precipitation, which you may know as rain, snow, or hail.
Wow.
It's so beautiful, isn't it? Oh, the water cycle never ends. Water is always moving through our world and through our hearts.
Huh. That Chet Dorky seems to really love the water cycle. I guess I should start writing. What is the water cycle? Oh, it's starting to rain outside. It's so funny how the water cycle does that. I guess it's sort of cute and endearing. Oh, it's getting colder and starting to hail. How strong and independent. Oh, it's starting to snow? Watching water change between its different states is making me feel a lot of things. Oh, wow. I never thought it would happen to me, but I think...
Jordan, get off the table. This is the library.
But Leonard, I'm in love.
Aw, who's the lucky person?
The water cycle.
What? Jordan, you can't fall in love with an earth science principle.
I can't fight this feeling, Leonard. I'm going to walk home in the snow to spend some time with my love.
But school isn't over yet. It's only...
Ha-ha!
Jordan, it's time for dinner.
Coming, Mom.
Hey, kiddo, how was school?
It was fine, Dad. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
How did you two know you were in love?
Oh, well, I met your father when we were in the same math class.
Your mother and I have always shared a love of algebra.
And, well, I don't know, we fell in love.
We sure did.
Why do you ask, dear? Is there someone special in your class?
No. Well, yes. Well, I don't know. Well,
what does your heart tell you?
It's telling me... that I'm in love.
Oh, that's so cute.
Who's the lucky person?
The water cycle.
Oh, dear.
Jordan, do you mean to tell me that you've fallen in love with the cycle of processes by which water moves through our planet?
Yes, Dad, and it feels so right.
Well, hun, you're a human, and the water cycle is, well, the water cycle.
So?
So, we don't think it's a good idea.
I thought you'd be supportive.
You can't fall in love with a cycle of processes.
The water cycle infiltrated my heart like water infiltrates soil and rocks in the Earth's crust, but you probably would never understand.
Jordan.
Sorry, Mom. I have a report to write. I'm going to my room.
Sorry, I forgot you invented love. We handled that well, right?
Okay, class, we're ready for your reports on random science subjects. You will now present your...
I'll go!
Oh, Jordan, I love the confidence. Please present your report.
Okay, here goes nothing. Dear Water Cycle, over the past weeks, I've learned so much about you, and I've realized that I love you. I didn't want to believe it at first, but I just couldn't contain it. From the moment I found out we would be taking our first notes on you, I felt something.
Are you okay, Jordan?
I absolutely love how you make it rain, snow, and hail. It overcomes my soul. Your rain becomes runoff and... Oh, dear me, I'm not sure I can go on without falling for you even more.
Aww.
I remember all those moments when people were embarrassed to even say your name. But I think the best thing that ever happened to this world was water cycle themed dorky science videos. Water cycle, the way you condense, evaporate, rain, it's honestly overwhelming. It's the best magic trick ever performed. I have to say, thank you for making my life 10 times brighter and making my brain twice the size from your knowledge. I love you.
Thank you, Jordan, for that beautiful report. Wow, this is why I started teaching.
Thanks, Mrs. Hawkins.
Oh, Jordan, that was beautiful.
Mom, Dad?
We're so proud of you.
We talked about it, and we support you, Jordan.
That's right, and I can't wait to meet this water cycle.
Oh, look, it's starting to rain outside. I love you, water cycle.
And I love you, Jordan.
Water cycle?
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, is this Jordan?
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan, it's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, it's great to talk to you today about your story. I think it is so funny. I love it.
Yeah.
So how did that story come to be?
Well, in science, it was actually an assignment to write a love letter to something we had learned about that year.
Oh, amazing. Why did you choose the water cycle?
I really like the water cycle. I feel like it's so simple and yet also so complicated. There's not many steps, but in between them, there's a lot of things to learn about.
Can you explain the water cycle to anyone who doesn't know?
Basically, there'll be water somewhere from a lake, and evaporation is when it turns to water vapor and just kind of like floats into the air. And then condensation will happen, which is when it turns into a cloud, kind of. And then precipitation is when the clouds get so heavy that it falls into rain, snow, hail, or sleet.
And then it starts all over again.
Yeah.
I think what's so interesting about your teacher's assignment that's kind of genius is like finding an exciting, funny, fun way into learning.
It was really fun. And then after you wrote it, you would put it onto like this big paper and then you would decorate it like full out Valentine.
Like a love letter is like there's an art to writing one.
Can't just be like informative. There has to be emotion, really over the top, I love you kind of thing.
It overcomes my soul.
Yeah.
And the beginning is just so funny where you're like, over the past weeks, I've learned so much about you and I've realized ... that I love you.
It sounds like they're serious, like they're actually in love. And that's what makes it funny because that's ridiculous.
There's something in your story that I thought was very funny. You mentioned dorky science videos about the water cycle.
Yeah. my science teacher is obsessed with showing us dorky science videos.
What is it about them that you think is funny and dorky?
First of all, they're not very good quality.
They're like from the 70s. They've been like showing them in science class for literally like 50 years. Are you able to get stuff out of them still? Like, do you still learn stuff from them?
It definitely does give you information.
Do they make you laugh when you watch them?
They do. And a lot of times my classmates would just start like dancing in the middle of the classroom. And
so that's funny because like in its own way, the videos are good, right? Like you're paying attention.
Yeah, they're bad, but they're good.
I love that. Do you have any advice for kids who are at home right now doing schoolwork and want to know like, how can I have more fun with it? How can I be more creative?
If you're like writing something about a character, try to come up with a backstory to this character and then try to feel what they might feel. And that'll help to be more creative.
I love that. Jordan, it has been so great to talk to you about your story. Thanks for chatting today.
You too. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And thanks for letting us perform your story. It's so great.
Yeah, of course.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Ellie and Jordan. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Inspired by Jordan's awesome teacher, write a love letter to something you're learning about right now. It can be a love letter to any subject you want, and like Jordan says, make sure it's not just informative, but really emotional. As always, grown-ups can submit stories to storypirates.com. See you next week. Bye! Bye! The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cabalon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Ted White. Special guest, Ophira Eisenberg. This episode features performances by Hannah Corrigan, Langston Darby, Chris Ferry, Gabby Hornig, April Laval, Caroline Lux, Vanessa Magula, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Justin Phillips, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Caroline Reedy, Peter Russo, Blaze Vaca, and Nimini Ware. The Time Machine was written by Eric Shackney and produced by Brendan O'Grady and Eric Shackney with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Dear Probiotics, hello. I'm writing you this letter because I have something to say. For a long time, I didn't know how to say it. I didn't even know how to write it down in a letter. I didn't even know what a letter was. I thought letters and the post office were just, you know, narrative conventions in old movies. But now I know. A letter is a thing you can write. And in letters, you can say words. Words like hello and sincerely. And if the letter you're writing is electronic, you can even say things like, just following up, and let's circle back early next week. What I want to say to you, probiotics, is so much more important. Because this letter, this is a love letter, probiotics. And I love you. You complete me. With the healthy bacteria that you introduce into my digestive system. Please write back. Your pal. Check you later. See you on the flip side. Lee. P.S. Thanks for doing my laundry all those times.